And what's your name, sir?
Daniel Meisler. I'm with IOActive.
Now, what does IOActive do?
IOActive does comprehensive security services. So we do hardware testing, software testing, application security, advisory services. I head up the advisory services group there.
Now, I think I've not had a tester on here. I like this because so many people are having their own solutions, but who's watching them? And one guy pointed out in an earlier show, very rightfully so, that you have all these people doing things in silos, mm-hmm. and each silo is not checking each other. So yes. You're kind of being independent to come out here and check things on what everybody's doing. So give us an example of how that works.
Well, so what happens is our customers basically submit hardware to us, applications to us. We do the testing of those applications or systems, find the vulnerabilities as early as possible in the process, and give them to them so they can fix them.
And that's critical to the lifecycle development of any technology, hardware, infrastructure, is that validation, because you want to make sure that the technology or architecture is reputable and reliable in terms of being hardened and secure.
Absolutely.
Now, if there's so much open source coding in what people are handing you, why wasn't it checked before? That's the thing I don't get. It seems like they just build things quickly, get them up on the platform, make it work, and then they go, let's check it now. Are you finding...
Yes,
that
unfortunately is the trend, is you tend to get things later in the life cycle when we would like to see them sooner. You mentioned open source, that's kind of a big issue where we see a lot of systems that are custom built, and it's their custom code, but they're taking code that is open source from lots of different places, and that code often is open and extremely insecure. And now it's part of their overall product. So the overall product is insecure as well.
And now why do you think they're doing that? Is that because they want to be first to market, which is a competitive advantage, if you will, in terms of getting a product out there in the hands of the public?
Right. So oftentimes it's because that functionality exists and it would take them a lot of time and energy to recreate that that functionality that's already there. So it could be libraries for doing input validation or whatever type of functionality, but If the stuff already exists, it's a shortcut. So they use that shortcut to build their product faster.
And now, does your organization partner with the origins of these open source libraries and codes to kind of help them harden that, especially if the community is using them as their foundational aspect of their architecture?
Yeah, we do that sometimes. We're also coders ourselves, so we help with a lot of these open source projects. But we do reach out to them and say, hey, we noticed some things. Would you like some help in this area and just try to make it better?
What kind of hits do you get? How many, you know, if you test somebody, what percentage of things wind up being a positive vulnerability? Is that an oxymoron, positive vulnerability? It might be.
a true positive? Yeah, absolutely. We focus on manual testing. We focused on, we use automation to some degree, but we're fundamentally an elite testing org. So we do less throughput of higher quality. And all of our consultants are extremely versed in doing manual testing. So it takes longer to test, but you find higher quality vulns, and they don't tend to be false positives.
Are you finding a lot in your testing?
Yeah. Really? It's really bad, especially as we move into the IoT space. We did some research recently on robots and hoverboards and a bunch of different things. But as we start connecting more and more things to the internet, it's just the way I like to describe it is you have parsers. Anything that parses something else is dangerous. And you connect parsers to the network, you have a problem.
I know my refrigerator is going to kill me one day.
It probably will.
I didn't order something, I know. Well, it's all connected. It's really kind of scary.
Exactly.
So when you find a vulnerability, what do you guys do? Do you actually rewrite the code and fix it?
Or
do
I was just going to ask that. Is that the service that you offer to the client, that you supply the rewritten code?
Yeah, we have done that, but in general, we focus on finding the vulnerabilities and giving it to the customer. And in general, the customers like to fix their own code and control their own code.
Well, it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, who can use this? Is this for a large company, medium company? I'm worried about the medium, smaller companies. The big boys take care of themselves. But, you know, that smaller guy, can he afford it? Because he might be the most vulnerable.
Sure. We've got a pretty large range from some smaller companies through the medium and definitely a lot of very large enterprise customers.
So are y'all involved in the startup tech community to help those early entrepreneurs, the startup scene that are building these platforms and really anxious to get it onto the market? Mm-hmm. And do you guys provide an avenue for that access?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do a lot of work. I'm based out of San Francisco, so we do a lot of work in the Bay Area. A lot of startups and medium-sized companies that are previously were startups that are kind of transitioning from let's just build an MVP to, okay, now we have customers, now we better secure it.
Okay, excellent. Good to know.
Give us the name of your website one more time.
IOactive.com.
Now, Daniel, what do you worry about at night? What do you think the biggest threat to things are?
I think it goes back to what we talked about earlier. I think everything is going online. I mean, it's a pretty common answer, and it's just true that everything's going online, everything's being connected, and you have software that's parsing input from all these different places, and it just gets exponentially worse as you add more things.
Well, I feel better because we have a custom tester.
There we go.
You know, I got hacked last year. I should send my stuff over to him to find out what happened.
Oh, absolutely. Give us a call.
Daniel, thanks for coming on. It's good to get rid of us. Good to get TV.com at Black Hat 2017. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Daniel.